Good morning. This is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. These scriptures that I will be reading shortly are as follows. Isaiah 55, verses 10 to 13. 1 Corinthians 1, 18 to 25. St. Luke 8, verses 1 to 15. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins. And by the Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name, he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised him his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks unto thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you, and let us pray. O God, so rule and govern our hearts and minds by thy Holy Spirit, that being ever mindful to the end of all things and the day of thy just judgment, we may be stirred to holiness of living here and dwell with thee forever. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Let us confess our sins, confess our faith, according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, a communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us confess our sins and receive holy absolution. I now ask you before God, who searches your heart, do you sincerely confess that you have sinned against God and deserve his wrath and punishment? Then declare so by saying, I do confess. And verily you should confess, for Holy Scripture declares, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Do you heartily repent of all of your sins, committed in thought, word, and deed? Then declare so by saying, I do repent. And verily you should repent, as did the penitent sinners, King David, who prayed for a contrite heart, Peter, who wept bitterly, the sinful woman, the prodigal son, and many others. Do you sincerely believe that God, by grace for Jesus' sake, will forgive you all of your sins? Then declare so by saying, I do believe. And verily you should believe, for Holy Scripture declares, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you promise that with the aid of the Holy Ghost, you will henceforth your sinful life? Then declare so by saying, I do promise. And verily you should promise. For Christ, the Lord says, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Finally, do you believe that through me, a called servant of God, you will receive the forgiveness of your sins? Then declare so by saying, I do believe. As you believe, even so may be done to you. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A reading from Isaiah 55, verses 10 to 13. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up a fir tree. Instead of the briar shall come up a myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sight that shall not be cut off. so far. The epistle, 1 Corinthians 1, 18 to 25. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews required a sign, the Greeks, they were looking for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. So far. The Gospel, St. Luke, chapter 8, verses 1 to 15. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. And a certain woman which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary, called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, and Joanna, the wife of Chuzas, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others which ministered unto him of their substance. And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and some fell by the wayside, and was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground, and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried out, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him, saying, What might this parable be? He said, Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this: The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear it, and then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they heard, they received the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while they believe, but then in time of temptation they fall away. And they that fell among the thorns are they which, when they have heard, they go forth, and they are choked with the cares and the riches and the pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, they keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. So far. This morning's sermon theme is foolish preaching. But then again, isn't all preaching foolish? Statistically speaking, most people seem to think so. If from coast to coast on any given Sunday about 40% of us are attending some kind of worship service, then over half of us are not attending church because there is something more attractive than the foolishness of preaching. Suppose someone would offer people $500 each for everyone who would attend worship next Sunday, no strings attached. It wouldn't take long before hundreds would be here to claim such a prize. Well, every Sunday, from this very pulpit, a gift that far exceeds the buying power of $500 is offered to all. God's grace in Jesus Christ. Oh, him. Well, of course, we've heard all about this before. Well, this is the reaction of so many who are not really interested in the preaching of the cross. It's foolishness. Millions perish looking for some fortune when the wealth of the forgiveness of sins, eternal life, are freely offered through the preaching of the cross of Christ. St. Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, knowing how involved it was in worldly attitudes. You see, Corinth was not far from Athens and was a center for various sporting events. And were not unlike many of us sports-minded Americans, they were interested in the results of the games and the races. The Corinthians, too, were busy with making a living, knowing the latest political information or following the current religious fad. But a message about a man who was also God, who died and rose again, well, this was some new stuff, but not to be taken any more seriously than any other religious idea. But St. Paul did not avoid the confrontation between the message of the cross and the attitude of pagan Corinth. He recognized that preaching this message was regarded as foolish to the Corinthians, who were steeped in spiritual blindness, that preaching the cross was regarded as foolishness. Yet, this is a message so desperately needed by us and by a dying world. But only the message of the cross has the power and the wisdom of God. Only the message of the cross offers forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Only on Calvary, eternal life and eternal death meet. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. At Calvary, the truth of these words was vividly displayed for all. There the Lord Jesus innocently suffered and died as a common criminal, the righteous for the unrighteous. Already at Calvary, the harvest of souls began as a penitent sinner, as a penitent thief prayed, "Jesus, remember me." For this thief, probably with little or no formal education, Christ's cross was the power and the wisdom of God. In his misery, that thief saw the innocent suffering Savior. He heard Jesus' words of forgiveness for those who crucified him, and aware of his own guilt, he turned to Jesus with a plea. And the plea was not to be taken down from the cross, not for some mighty miracle or rescue, but simply to be remembered by the Lord. In Christ, the thief found eternal life. But this wisdom was all foolishness to the Greek world. Today, wisdom and knowledge are important and admired by people that have smarts, and billions are spent to acquire knowledge. It's the way to get ahead. But how much time do we Christians spend acquiring and growing in the wisdom of God's Word? When Paul wrote this letter to the Corinthians, his first concern was that they not fall back into their old pre-Christian ways. So he held up the cross of Christ as the wisdom that saves. He wanted to urge them to continue in that message, foolish as it was to unbelievers. We need that urgent reminder too. If Jesus is the light of the world, then for him to continue to light our way to heaven, we must hold to his teachings. And we do that through faithful attendance of worship, through Bible study, private devotions, continue in the wisdom of salvation brought to us in the preaching of the cross. What is so important for us is important for all. This foolish preaching is what the world needs. You see, billions of souls are in spiritual darkness. Without the cross of Christ, they will perish in this unbelief. This message of the cross is to be proclaimed because it brings light and salvation to all, foolish though it may seem to them. The preaching of the cross is what we need and what the world needs, because by this message we are saved. We are to believe this foolish message because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. So may we gladly hear this message of grace, earnestly believe it, live by it, die in it, and in God's power be saved by this foolish preaching, which is indeed the power and the wisdom of God. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, and to thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course to the preaching and the joy and the edification of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide to the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.